Hello and welcome. This is the SDS Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for, let's see what this is, number 331 for the 22nd of April 2024. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDS, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for a few seconds to allow for priority traffic or for stations to disconnect from the conference if they do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control station today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the bits of info that we like each check-in to provide. If you don't have an SDF username yet, well, I told you how to get one. Go to the website. Anyway, this net meets every Monday at 0 hours Zulu, GMT, UTC, whatever you like to call it, on Echolink Node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control station to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs, and you do not have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question or topic of the week to kickstart our discussions, and I couldn't think of one at the last minute today, so this is going to be another open mic net where anything that's on your mind, you know, it's always fair game, but even more so today. Now, I noticed that there's a call sign on my dashboard here that I don't recognize. So I probably should explain a little bit more about how we do this net. I'm looking at my Echolink dashboard so I can see the stations that are connected directly to the TechLink conference. Most of them are stations that have been here before, and they know how we do this. So for the benefit of that new station, I'm going to run down the list and everybody can, you know, compare. Well, everybody will know who I've noted. I'm really stumbling over my tongue tonight. Anyway, I have KD9NDJ, VK6BQQ, KQ4MII, KE2CEL, KJ6DRH, and the newcomer, Victor Echo 3 Golf X-Ray Victor. So, if there is somehow some station listening to me and did not hear their call sign just now, I'm going to step back and let you call now. Right, that trick never works. Okay. I guess it's just time to start going down my list here. First on the list is KD9 and DJ.
Good evening, Wayne, and everybody on the group. This is Ken. I'm in Randtul, Illinois. My SDF username is KDB. Was there a topic of the week? If so, I didn't catch it. Back to you, Wayne.
No, I've been really busy the last few days. Probably more information than you want to know, but we have a film festival here in the town that I live in, and I've been going to it pretty much every year since it started 25 years ago. And it's a bit of an ordeal, a dozen films in 3 days. So it's up at the crack of dawn and not going to bed until after midnight. And so I kind of caught up on my sleep today. And I had not really thought ahead to what the topic for the net would be this week. So anything that's on your mind, bring it up. So I'll pass it back to Ken real quick to see if he has anything he wants to add.
Well, radio is kind of on my mind because today I got out my drone bright and early, and the wind was down, and I was thinking I'd get an antenna up before the leaves get too full on the trees. It's windy, windy, and windy, and it's just been really difficult to had a drone in the air with some hope of not having it scooch ever into the next county. But this morning I did it. I flew around. But then, you know, the drone sort of wouldn't cooperate because, you know, software updates haven't flown in a while, blah, blah, blah. So I got up the old Spud Zooka, a.k.a. antenna launcher, and went to work. So I had no choice but to go sideways. I used more PSI than usual, and the device, putting about 80 pounds into the chamber, and I managed to get my projectile way over the top of the tree and got the string up over the tree, got the antenna tied up into the tree, but no matter how I tried, I could only end up with sort of a V-shaped installation of the antenna. And also, during the time the antenna's been down, the connector has deteriorated, so I need to snip that one off, the old one off, and solder a new one on. But anyway, that's radio, and I was at it. So I thought I'd give that brief report. This is KB9, NDJ.
Okay, well, to summarize quickly, are you on the air?
Not yet. I've got to fix the, what is it, SO259 connector. I have to get a little soldering action going out in the yard. So, no, not yet.
Okay, well, good luck with that, Ken. Let us know next week how that worked out. Next on my list here is VK6BQQ.
AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Oh, a good morning to everyone. Yeah, it's a nice one here to the west. We've got good clear skies all over the place. Yeah, I don't have much here this morning, but thanks for being here. VK6BQQ Australia.
Oh, well, thanks to you too for being here, Reg. Always good to hear you on here. Next on my list is KQ4MII.
AB9FJ and the group, this is KQ4MII. Name is Mark. Located in Reston, Virginia, USA, my SDS login is M. Cornick. So not a lot radio for me this week, although I just mentioned in the chat that I'm at the moment about to buy a Meshtastic LoRa device from one of my local club members, so I'm looking forward to playing with that. Just got back a few hours ago from Norfolk, Virginia, or as we say in Virginia, Norfolk. This weekend was the annual NATO festival. The North American headquarters of NATO is located in Norfolk, and they usually have a parade and a sort of festival of all the NATO nations. And the main reason I went was they have what they call the Virginia International Tattoo. And this is a show of military bands and music in similar style to the ones they do, you know, in Edinburgh and London and such. So that was a lot of fun. They had several U.S. bands. They had a unit from the Royal Dutch Marines. They had one from the German Bundeswehr. They even had a French Polynesian Army unit that did the... In New Zealand, they call it the haka. I presume these guys they might have a different word for it, but sort of the ceremonial war dance that they do before rugby matches. So they had their rugby team come out and do that. So it was an interesting thing to have gone and seen. I was a marching band geek in high school, so I appreciated all the drumming and whatnot, and would consider doing that again. So had a fun weekend getting ready for another week of work, and maybe playing around with this LilyGo LoRa device that I'm just about to buy. So that should keep me busy. That's all I got. So back to net, KQ4MII.
Okay, Mark. Yeah, that sounds like a fun, I don't know, festival. Is that what you called it there? All those bands, military bands. They have a lot of bagpipes and drums and such. Sounds like fun, and it sounds like that's right out of your high school days too. So, and let us know how that works out with the LoRa thing. Let me pass it back to you real quick if you want to add anything.
Yes, very, very much in tune with my marching days, and they had a number of pipe bands there, as well as a troupe of Scottish Highland dancers that danced along some of the pipe music. So definitely a spectacle, I'll put it that way.
Okay, cool. Might be worth looking for that on YouTube or something. Maybe somebody filmed it. All right, well, thank you, Mark. Next on my list is KE2CEL.
Hi, this is KE2CEL. My name's Sarah. My SDF username is Lakana, and I'm currently in Cooperstown, New York, dog sitting. But I live in Johnson City, New York. And I don't have much to add. So I'm gonna sign out. KE2CEL Batchnet 73.
Okay, thanks for checking in with us, Sarah, and have fun with those doggies. Hope to hear from you again next week. Next on my list is KJ6DRH.
Hello, KJ6DRH, Troy out of Bakersfield. My SDF username is Caffeine, C-A-P-H-E-I-N-D. As far as what I've been doing with radio stuff, I still haven't gotten around to fixing the dipole I was going to make. I've got one of those True SDX radios, and I was going to make a dipole for it, and I made a 10-meter and then realized that radio in its default config doesn't do 10 meters, so I still have to solder up some wire for it to be a 20-meter dipole. So once I get that going, then I have to figure out somewhere I can actually hang it up because I don't have a lot of space around the house. I'm going camping for my birthday, but it's not out in the Mojave Desert, so nowhere where I can hang it off a tree or anything, unfortunately. So that's about all I've done with radio. Back to Nat.
Okay, well, good luck with finishing your antenna, and happy birthday. Hope you have a nice trip. Next on my list here, let's see, yes, the Victor Echo 3, Golf X-Ray Victor.
Yeah, Victor Echo 3, Golf X-Ray Victor. Panel here is Ihor, India Hotel Oscar Romeo, and we're located in just west of Toronto, so there's not much I can add to the net. They're just doing some few things around here in the house, house chores, and that's about it. So turn it back to the net control. Victor Echo 3, Golf X-Ray, Victor clear.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us, Ihor. Do I have that right? India Hotel Oscar Romeo, and I don't think I've ever heard anybody with that name. Is that like an ethnic name? Is it from some part of the world? If you don't mind talking about that, a quick question.
Yeah, it's a common name in Eastern Europe and Central Europe. You may have heard people sometimes in Norwegians would call them Thor, or I guess, and in Hungary I think it would be Igor. So, but it's Ukrainian and. That's my background, so I guess that's my parents gave me that name, so I guess it's more historical. So anyway, I'll just turn it back to you, Nick Control. Victor Echo 3, Golf X-Ray, Victor listening.
Okay, today I learned. Thanks for that, Ihor. Let's see, I think I have given everyone, yes, I've run down every call sign here. Now, I noticed that the Ham Conference joined us a few minutes ago. So they've probably been listening to us for the last, 5 or 10 minutes. So it's time to invite the stations on the Ham Conference to come in and join us. And so I probably should back up and repeat that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's an anime thing. I'm not really into anime, but that's what it is. It's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it. You can get yourself a free account, and you can do all kinds of neat stuff with a Unix-based or a Unix-like operating system. mostly command line stuff by going to sdf.org. So, stations out there on the Ham Conference, this is your chance to come forward with your call sign and check into our net.
Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, VK2DY, Robert Inch.
Okay, VK2DY, I've got you on my list here, but I always forget to mention that I can take multiple call signs, so I don't have to acknowledge each one in a row. So if two or three stations ride each other's coattails, as long as they're not actually doubling, that works. So are there any other stations on the Ham Conference that would like to join us?
VK3, DAZ, Darren in Beaconsfield, Victoria.
Okay, I want to acknowledge VK3 Delta Alpha Zulu, Darren there. But there's another station who I think is maybe having some audio problems there. So what I'm going to do is suggest that that station do some troubleshooting, and I'll come back later and give another chance. But in the meantime, let's go with VK2DY.
Good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY in northwestern Sydney. I think it's up to about 20 degrees Celsius at the moment. The sun was shining, the sky was clear, but the clouds have come back, which is sort of typical of this weather this time of year. Other than that, not a whole lot else exciting to talk about here. Interesting. 70th birthday is coming up on May 25th. And I am planning to do the bridge climb on top of Sydney Harbour Bridge. It's an interesting thing to do. You go all the way up to the top by the flags, and you just get out there, and they take a picture of you, and you come back down. So it's sort of an interesting thing. Anyway, other than that, they don't allow you to carry stuff, but I've got a watch that does Echolink, and so I'm going to use my watch and do an Echolink check-in from up there. But anyway, it is what it is. Thank you very much for taking my check-in, VK2DY. Back to that.
Okay, thank you, Robert. I was having a little bit of trouble copying there. I mean, your signal sounded fine. I think maybe my ears are just plugged up. But anyway, I want to clarify. Did you say that was your birthday coming up in May? And you said you had a watch that does Echolink? I'd like to hear a little bit more about that.
Sorry, I had a lot of people, an audience here, and I was not very specific here. But yes, my 70th birthday, I've been retired now for 9 years, and my 70th birthday comes up on May 25th. And for that occasion, Harbour Bridge here in Sydney has a program that they call Bridge Climb, which basically is you climb up the maintenance areas of the bridge to the top of the bridge, and you stand up there and you look out at Sydney Harbour from the top of the bridge, from right underneath the two flags that fly up there. There's two flags, there's an Aboriginal flag and a national Australian flag up there, and you stand right by them, and you look out at Sydney Harbour. So that is what I intend to do. On the 25th of May, which I think is a Saturday or Sunday. Anyway, it's my birthday, so we want to do it on the birthday if we can. Other than that, the watch is an Android watch. It's not an Android watch app, a watch OS. It's straight Android. And since it's straight Android, it runs all the Android apps, which includes Echolink, what's the other one? The one that does HTF. It does DroidStar. It does BlueDV. It does all of those apps because it's Android. It's not Android for watch. It's Android. So if I wear that watch and they allow me to wear that watch, I can then use that to check into Echolink or DStar or anything from up on top of the bridge. We'll see if they allow it, but at any rate, that's what I hope to be able to do. VK2DY, back to net.
Well, one more question. Do you have a brand name or a model name or something like that so that we can Google that device?
A second. I just had the watch on. It's sitting here charging at the moment. Let me see if there's a brand name on it. I forget. I bought it a couple of years ago, actually, off of Fleabay. It's not charged up. It's a Chinese-made watch, obviously, but I can't think of what it is. And it's not charged. I didn't have it set on the charger correctly, which is a big mistake, I'm afraid. So I can't tell you what the model is, but there's a number of them. You look for Android. I'll find it, and I'll put it in the text box. VK2D.
Okay, thanks, Robert. Yeah, and again, happy birthday. Next on my list is Victor Kilo 3 Delta Alpha Zulu. Darren, and again, this is a new call sign to me, so if this is the first time you've listened to us, Darren, this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Net, and SDF, Sierra Delta Foxtrot, is a public access Unix system, and you can go to, on the web, you can go to sdf.org and learn more about it and get yourself a free account, and if you're not already familiar with a Unix-like operating system, you can use it to experiment and learn about it. So we don't have a topic this week. I should have mentioned that before I called on Robert there. But anything that's on your mind about ham radio, I think you've listened to a few check-ins here, so you can kind of get a little bit of a feel for what the net is like. So, Darren, it's your turn.
Yeah, thanks for calling me in. Yeah, my name's Darren. I log on to the ham conference server quite a bit. I'm using an Android phone. I've got EchoLink on an Android phone. It's quite an old Android phone. I think it's got Android version 8. So I'm starting to find that some apps no longer work on it, but EchoLink still works fine, which is good. Yeah, I'm located in Beaconsfield, which is about 45-50 k's southeast of Melbourne in Victoria. So it's nice and sunny down here. We're heading for a top of about 22 degrees Celsius. I think that's just over 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, I grew up under both systems. We converted to metric in the mid-70s here. And, heard that Robert's doing the bridge climb. Enjoy that. I did that with my son about 14 years ago. And, that's about it from me. Yeah, it's a nice sunny day. I'm going to pressure wash the front steps. Just waiting for it to warm up a little bit. It's what time is it here? It's 10:30 in the morning. Okay, thanks for calling us in on the ham conference server. Back to net control.
All right, well, good to meet you, Darren. And I'm trying to juggle some things here. So I just forgot to do a weather report here, and I don't actually know what the temperature was today. I just know that it was... It was breezy, and it was cool enough that I decided to wear a light jacket when I went outside. So we are in the tail end of spring going into summer up here. And, of course, you guys down there are just the opposite. You're at the tail end of, autumn and going into winter. So we're kind of similar, though. As I said, I don't remember the exact temperature, but if you said you understand Fahrenheit. So I think last Monday, I think we hit 90 degrees up here. But then the last 3 or 4 days, I think we had a high of 49 degrees on Thursday or Friday. So it's still a bit in flux. It hasn't quite settled down to the usual summer, but we'll get there real soon, I'm sure. I see that that Robert has posted something in the chat there. I'll check that momentarily. So I guess it's time to call for any additional check-ins or rechecks from stations that have already checked in. So please call now.
Victor United 2 Mike Delta Alpha. VO 2 MDA. Victor Uniform 2 Mike Delta Alpha.
Okay, I think I copied Victor Echo 2, Mike Delta Alpha. You have the floor, sir. Go ahead.
Very good morning, Net Controller. Very good morning, Tone and all there. Good evening, good afternoon there. My call sign, Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha. Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha is my call sign. My handle, my name is Soundar. Zero Oscar Uniform November Delta Alpha Romeo. Soundar is my handle. QTH Coimbatore, South India. Coimbatore Industrial City in South India. In the state province of Tamil Nadu in South India. It's my location. Thank you very much, dear Net Controller, for letting me in for the first time on this SCQ digital platform on Ecolink. You are coming here fine and blasting, thundering like local station. Yes, I am in walking mode. Yes, it's my breaths are most probably ups and downs due to my speedy walking. Apology for that. No question in my sight today. Thank you very much. You are coming here fine and blasting, thundering like local station, dear Net Controller. WF here somewhat throughout the daytime warm and sultry. Most of the cities has crossed 105 degree Fahrenheit temperature yesterday. Likewise today we hope the same may be maintained at plus 3 degrees up to 108 to 110 degree Fahrenheit. We expect today very very warm and sultry. No rain for the first 3-4 months. That's all here in my end, dear Net Controller. Mike back to Net Control, saying my 73 stone and all there. Hopefully a wonderful day there also. Mike back to Net Controller from Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha. Sounder from India, over.
All right, well, thanks for checking in, Sounder. I think you are the first station from India. I don't know, we might have had one before. This net has been going on now for several years. But if you're not number one, you're at least in the top, in the first 10 of stations from India to join us. So you're welcome to come back every week. We do this at 0 hours GMT every Monday morning on this Echolink Node 9229, the TechLink conference. And many times the HAM conference will be linked to the TechLink conference, and that's how we're hearing you today, because you're connected to the HAM conference. So once again, welcome to our net. So do we have any additional check-ins or rechecks? All right, so it sounds like things are running down, and it's probably about time to wrap it up. We've gone for 33 minutes and we've had the HAM conference, so I think everybody who might want to check in has had a chance to do so. So I'll make one more call, final call, for check-ins or rechecks for this week's SDF ARC net. Please call now. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0034 Zulu. At this point, every week, we always have the if you want to continue the conversation line here. And we have this DMR talk group number 31650. I don't do DMR, so I don't know if it's alive, if anybody actually goes there. We also have, if you're an SDF member, you can get on SDF and go into the comm chat program and join us in the Anon radio room. So, with that, I will say this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73, everyone.